or a Yeti cooler. But a diamond? Why in the world does it need to be a diamond? What does it do for anyone? Well, for her, it does quite a bit. It's a daily reminder of the fact that you see and respect the real her, that she's more to you than just another girl. It's a symbol of trust and caring, of a belief that the two of you are meant for each other. Diamonds are the chosen symbol because they last forever. It's the only thing you can give to her that she can wear every day, and it will still look as good in 50 years as it did the day you gave it to her. So if it's that time for you to show someone special how much she means to you, I'd like to invite you to Scores Jewelers in Anderson. At Scores, our goal is simply to offer guidance and expertise to help you find the right diamond and the right ring. What we won't offer is pressure. We believe strongly in taking care of people and making friends, because friends come back and we'd like to see you again. Our new building isn't quite ready yet, so you can still find us between Old Navy and Pier 1 in Anderson or online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com. I'm William Nichols, and I want to be your jeweler.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in? 654-7627, 654-7627. I still have a lot of football-related things I want to get to. I also want to discuss the best quarterbacks in college football. And Ramona, on our countdown.
Our countdown.
We have team 47.
47. Is that correct? Yes, that's
right. Road Rage countdown to a national champion. You've heard number 50, number 49, and number 48. Today, I will offer you team 47 in the countdown. Before we get to any of that, let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines and get to Robert and Tiger Greg. Robert, how are you?
What's up, Walt?
How you doing, Robert? Appreciate getting
in. Happy July 4th this coming Wednesday.
Absolutely, same to you.
I've been listening to your conversation here. The thing I gather is not only Kevin Love is jumping up and down, but the whole Eastern Conference, because someone's going to the Eastern Conference Finals or to the NBA Finals next year, other than a team that has LeBron James on it, which just says how good he is, obviously, but they're all happy. Someone else gets to go. The other thing is LeBron's going to back up on his record. He's not going to get to an NBA final. He's only going to get to a Western Conference final next year, and that's going to be the end of his road, I do believe. I do believe. I'm 100% sure of it. I think Golden State's going to corral them before they even get to let them go any further. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, all right, Robert, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, first thing is – I think that the, you know, LeBron may have known that his Eastern Conference reign was coming to an end. I mean, it's pretty clear, and people have asked me already about, you know, who's going to win the East next year. Boston. I mean, Boston's going to win the East. They'll win the East next year and the year after that and the year after that and the year after that and the one after that. I mean, and somewhere in there, Philadelphia's going to win once. But it's going to be Boston, 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 Boston. And I think that was going to be true whether LeBron James stayed in Cleveland or not. I think we are headed towards a Boston Celtic dominated era in the East. I mean, I think that's clear. Not just player-wise, management, coaching. The Celtics seem to have everything right now. And we are, again, entering a time period in which I could see them being really dominant. In fact, Texter says LeBron wasn't going to a finals next year with Boston around. Exactly. Exactly. I think that's right. So there's that. And so I think we were in a changing Eastern Conference world, and LeBron probably saw that as well. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be easier to make the Western Conference final out west. It's not. But you know what's funny? This is like the Tiger Woods thing. Westgate has already come out with odds. The Golden State Warriors are 10-11 to repeat and win the NBA title again next year. And that means they're an enormous favorite. But who's second? Believe it or not, the Lakers and Boston are both 7-2. The Lakers and Boston, both 7-2 to win the NBA title. Now, look, the Lakers have some young talent. They're not without talent. But is it talent that LeBron James can bring to an NBA title? I don't know. I mean, I think Kuzma has all sorts of ability. Ingram obviously has ability. Randall has some ability. But, you know, and so there's some young talent base there. But I think it's going to take more than that. Tiger Greg on the Northland Communication full lines. Greg, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Walt. First of all, I'd like to preface this call by saying that I understand that as long as I've been around sports, you're probably the most knowledgeable person I've ever, and I'm not trying to, you know, muck up to you, but you are the most knowledgeable person I've been around. You put the most effort in it, and you used to make me mad, but I believe you now because 99% of the time you prove me wrong when I disagree with you. But
appreciate
you
know, the kind words, Greg.
If I was in James' shoes, I'd probably do the same thing because he didn't have a chance in Cleveland. I mean, and I guess if I had an opportunity to go somewhere and maybe have a chance to win another championship, I'm not saying I wouldn't take that opportunity too. And I believe since he announced so soon that he's going to L.A. that some kind of deal has been cut somewhere between Magic Johnson and somebody to bring – another superstar there. I don't believe James would announce as quick as he did. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's so arrogant that he did anyway. But I believe there's a super deal coming that's going to put them in play to compete with Golden State. Now, I'm not saying they're going to beat Golden State. I'm just saying to compete with Golden State. And Vegas obviously believes something, or they wouldn't have the odds where it is. So I'm going to let you talk about that. One other thing I'd like to add, I coach a baseball team, a young baseball team here in the county, Carolina Storm, and we have a young fan out there named Isaac that listens a lot, and he's been wanting to hear me on the radio. And he said he called one day, and they told him he was too young to
talk
on the radio.
Isaac didn't call me. Isaac can call me anytime he wants.
No, we let people on that young.
Yep.
I've heard it. I agree. So the kid's a great baseball player, made the high school team in the seventh grade.
Good.
So if he ever calls your show, give him some time.
Absolutely, Greg.
Thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Greg. You know, look, I mean, that's an interesting point. And as I said before, I mean, maybe LeBron and Magic have hatched some other plan. Maybe they have a reason to believe that Kawhi Leonard is going to be traded to the Lakers. I don't know. Maybe they know that. I mean, maybe Kawhi Leonard, is headed that way. I don't know. I don't know how they can be certain about that though, unless I guess San Antonio could have told them as much. But we'll see. You know, lacking that, then I think you're out of luck at least until next year. I don't know where else you're going to go because the big names are gone. That I could see. So I'm not sure where you're going. And as such, now, you know, Greg isn't wrong when he says, well, you know, maybe Vegas considered that in the odds. On the other hand, you know, Vegas also caters to the people who pick Tiger Woods every golf tournament, which I'll also get to. Tiger Woods is now. Quicken, and we'll see. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe. Appreciate you getting in.
So I guess you heard the news. You know, the Lakers are actually relevant for the first time in 5 years now.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. But everybody's – I've already heard the talk of dynasty talk.
They better go – hey, Joe, they better go see if they can coerce Kobe and Kareem and Magic to play.
Get in a time machine, maybe.
Right.
But I don't understand. Like, I honestly think the media are – all of them are Laker fans because they're already talking about championships. Are we just going to pretend that LeBron James didn't get swept? Are we going to pretend that, Walt? Because he did. And he also lost with Irving, too. As constructed right now, that roster is not going to ever win a championship. He's 33 years old. He's getting older. And that championship is not a championship roster. You can spin any way you want, but I don't see it, Walt. I mean, unless they get Kawhi, which is not guaranteed, it's not going to happen. This is the end of his career as far as titles.
Yeah, I mean, look, we'll see. I think that either, you know, either he and Magic Johnson have some other master plan to add other players, or maybe Magic will be right that if he doesn't get a turnaround in 2 years, he'll be fired. maybe he'll be right. Maybe LeBron will be GM, president, coach, and player because you know he wants to make the decisions. But I don't. You know, right at the moment, they appear to be stuck to me. Now again, maybe they believe that Kawhi Leonard is coming there via trade or at the end of next season. And that they can be patient. But as you say, the clock is also ticking on LeBron James.
I mean, to me, the basketball decision would have been to go to, like, 76ers, where you could possibly win another title. But I don't think he's really concerned about winning titles anymore. I think he's more concerned about, you know, making money. And some of the, you know, sycophants in the media have said so.
Hey, the funniest thing, Joe, about all this was that bogus meeting that the Philadelphia 76ers flew out to in L.A. I mean, you talk about being jerked around. I mean, those people being led through a giant nose ring. You know, I mean, come on, man. I mean, LeBron is already spending the money in his new contract, and he has – LeBron didn't meet with him. LeBron had his people meet with him. Like, you know, I mean, it's just one more act of LeBron just, you know, just proving that he can jerk people around because that's what he was doing.
Well, one quick point, Walt, and I leave you with this. I guess he won't be writing any more letters to Akron anymore or Cleveland, but appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. That's exactly right. I just, you know. I don't see any immediate – look, I think they have young talent, but as texters are saying, they need more than that. Texter said, I don't really think that many superstars want to play with them. Yeah, I mean, it's been a theme of the show. You know, I think that's the case. We discussed that last week, and I think it's still true now. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that now, look, there may be some. There may be some. Kawhi Leonard is an unusual guy. Maybe he's one of them. Maybe he's one of them, and maybe that still happens somehow. We don't know the end result of that. But let me say this. If Kawhi Leonard gets dealt somewhere other than LA, then you really have to wonder about all this. I mean, that's the last hope in terms of any immediate impact. The last hope for Magic Johnson and LeBron James in terms of the way this roster is presently constituted. And again, they have some young talent, but in terms of the way this roster is presently constituted and bringing a big impact player would be completing the trade for Kawhi Leonard and getting Kawhi Leonard there. And if you can get Kawhi Leonard there, then nothing else matters. Because if you listen, if you can combine Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James, then I think you can win the title. I mean, if you can combine those two guys, then I think you can win the title. Because to me, those are still two of the three best players on the planet when everything is right. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. HALT's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, and no one works on those vehicles like First Class HALT. They're the best in the industry. They know them inside and out. Go read their reviews. People talk about their acumen, their integrity, how they make them feel special. Go read the Google reviews on First Class HALT. They're all 5 stars. They've been operating in Greenville for over 7 years. You've heard the unsolicited testimony on the show. People call and talk about how great First Class HALT was to them. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you owe it to yourself to go see my friends at First Class HALT. They will help you. They even have a $70,000 Hunter laser alignment machine, so your alignment is perfect every time. I've been to the new Anderson location. Those floors are so clean, you could eat off the bays, off the bay floor. I mean, it's unbelievable. Trust me, go see them. And right now in Anderson, 4135 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, they have a special. And you have to call them and set up this appointment. Only 8 listeners a week can take this deal. It's the Wheel Deal with Walt at HALT. Wheel, W-H-E-E-L. Wheel Deal with Walt at HALT. That's right. First Class HALT's partnering with me to give our listeners exclusive discounts on Wednesdays. The first 8 people who make appointments that drive a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota and say they want the Walt Wheel Deal will get a brake inspection, a complete balancing of your tires, 4-wheel alignment check, all for just $19.99. Honestly, why wouldn't you do that? 8 of you can do it right now. Call and set up your appointment. Here's the number, 864-260-9600. Again, that's every Wednesday. Just call the Anderson location on Clemson Boulevard for details. Make your appointment ahead because the space is limited. That's the Walt Wheel Deal at First Class HALT. Call this number and get in now, 864-260-9600. We'll be right back. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path of success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway, and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Davo knows the gridiron, Brad knows the hardwood, Monty knows the diamond, and the clever people know real estate. Serving the upstate as the top team of your local Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner office, the clever people have a proven track record of selling homes faster and for more money than their competitors. Built on a philosophy of putting people over profit, the clever people know how to protect you and your investment. Call 864-940-3777 to put them to the test. Go Tigers!
The same family owned and operated Carolina Fireworks for 60 years. With the best prices, selection, colors, and the best explosions, Carolina Fireworks invites you to shop in air-conditioned comfort instead of suffering in the heat in some random parking lot. Tons of July 4th specials for you, Independence Day party, and a staff to help you find just what you need. Find Carolina Fireworks locations at carolinafireworks.net. See their main warehouse on Old Cedar Lane Road in Easley. Happy July 4th!
Clemson Fest, the area's premier Independence Day celebration, has enhanced the fireworks show and has moved to a new larger location on 18 Mile Road in Central. This year's expanded event will be on Tuesday, July 3rd at 5 p.m. Admission is just $10 per car or $5 per individual. Remember, Clemson Fest on July 3rd will be held at our new location at 1569 18 Mile Road between Central and Clemson.
I was skeptical at first, but I needed a change in my life. I was not happy. Let me tell you about the health dare and a real story. My story. I'm a father and a husband, and I weighed nearly 400 pounds, had to use a CPAP machine, was on blood pressure medicine, had severe gout so bad that I ended up in the hospital a few times. I had back pain so severe that I could barely stand. Because of the health dare, all that stuff is gone. I lost over 200 pounds of fat, and my wife is happy she got her old husband back. I'm living proof that with the right plan and the right team, you can change your life. I got on the right track when I found the health dare. The health dare is not a diet. It is a life-changing plan and team that can get you off those meds, lose the weight, and get you back to where you want to be. Don't wait any longer. Take the health dare today, and in 90 days, you'll be telling your own story. I dare you.
Go to iDareGreenville.com and get a free consultation today. That's iDareGreenville.com. iDareGreenville.com. Ready SE, in cooperation with DHL Supply Chain, is currently seeking forklift drivers for its distribution center in Woodruff. DHL Supply Chain is hosting a job fair offering on-the-spot interviews on July 6th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Spartanburg Community College, Tiger River Campus. Go to www.workfordhl.com for more information and to apply prior to the job fair. Or text DHL Jobs to 31996. Text DHL Jobs to 31996 now. Start your new career with DHL by attending the job fair from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on July 6th. DHL Supply Chain is an equal opportunity employer.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zack's Fireworks.
Walt Tepetula Road Rage. We know, Romana, we know Kevin Love is out driving that VW bus with that song playing.
We were blaring.
You know it. All the windows down. He doesn't even have, there's no AC in that thing. He has all the windows down, the 1,000 stickers all over the USA.
And
Kevin
Smiley
Love.
Face.
Kevin Love's driving all around, happy as can be, singing those songs out loud. You know, handing away tickets to the games next year at every stop. Come see me, man. I'm going to be averaging 26 points a game next year. Come and see me. I'm the star. You know, that's Kevin. That's what Kevin Love is thinking. Let me get to Isaac. Isaac, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to put my thoughts in about LeBron going to L.A. I really think that he should have. He should have went somewhere with a little bit more young talent that could support him, since he wanted to finish out his career in another franchise. I think that Philadelphia honestly would have been a better spot, because they have Simmons and Embiid, and he can really play any position on the floor. So even though they have a lot of young talent at every
position, let me ask you this, just for the sake of argument, Isaac. How do you think that his game would have worked with Ben Simmons's game? Because I'm almost, to me, they basically play the same spot.
Yeah, I mean, we saw Simmons play a lot of small forward this year, and that is LeBron's main position. But we also did see LeBron play a little bit more point guard towards the end of the year. And I think with somebody like LeBron who can pass the ball around, move the ball around, then they could eventually put more points up on the board.
Yeah, look, I don't disagree with that, and I think that Philadelphia has some incredible young talent. But for whatever reason, I don't think LeBron James ever even considered them. I think it was just lip service. It was just to act like another team was interested. But it doesn't seem like he ever really seriously considered them. And I don't know what that whole little dog and pony show they had out there the other day when LeBron didn't meet with Philadelphia, but his people did. Meanwhile, he had already basically committed to the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, that was just my input on it. I mean, LA was a great spot too. You have Lonzo Ball, and you have Kyle Kuzma, and also Brandon Ingram.
Yep.
And I think he could work into that lineup well too.
Yep. Good job, Isaac. Excellent job. Yeah, look, I agree with that. I mean, I think that there's certainly young talent with the Lakers. No question about that. I mean, there is young talent. But the question is, you know, can the young talent merge with LeBron to produce immediate results in terms of being competitive in the Western Conference? And I'm not sure what the answer to that is. I mean, I don't think so. I don't think so. and I don't know what you do with ball. Zeke.
What's up, Walt?
How you doing, Zeke? Appreciate you getting in, as always.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, Walt. I want to get my thoughts on LeBron James and the whole Lakers situation.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's move on. that's how much I care about LeBron James going to the Lakers, Walt. I want to talk a little Major League Baseball with you real quick. Take a look where we are right now, Walt. You look at the American League. You got four teams, Walt, with 50-plus wins.
Yep.
Okay? Two each in the same conference. Then you go for the National League, and you got none. Man, how brutal is the American League with the Astros, Seattle, Boston, New York? And if you had to guess right now, man, I was stunned that my Astros go to Tampa Bay and got swept as hot as they've been. Two of them, two games, 3-2, 3-2. But who do you like right now coming out of the AL as it looks right now when you look at those four teams, Walt?
Well, first of all, the shocker in the mix is Seattle. I don't think anybody expected this out of Seattle. And a week ago, I even suggested that, Seattle's been a great story, but that I would still expect Houston to sort of run away with it the rest of the year. Well, since that time, Seattle's gotten closer.
It was a 4.5 game lead down to a half game lead.
Right.
We can't shake them. And we won, I think, 12 straight. Still can't shake them.
Yeah, I think Seattle has been a phenomenal story. And at this point, I'm not counting them out. The American League, as you say, is just absolutely loaded. And truthfully, I think any of those teams are capable of winning it. I still believe in the Astros. I still think that the Astros may still be the best combination of all ingredients when all is said and done. Plus, they have a championship pedigree now. And so I think if I had to put money on it, I'd put my money on the Astros, but I'm not ruling any of those teams out. And I think the Red Sox and the Yankees are both terrific baseball teams. You're 100% right. The National League is still a bit of a mess, and some of that may get figured out over the second half of the year. Maybe teams like the Dodgers and the Cubs are going to start to play the way that they're capable of, but the American League, these teams have been good from the start, and they're just tremendous teams. Houston, Boston, the Yankees, all tremendous. And I guess I have to start considering that maybe Seattle's equally tremendous.
Do you think, Walt, let's just stick with those here. Do you think those are clearly just head and shoulders right now above the entire National League?
I do. I do right now. Yeah, right now I do. And now again, maybe a team like the Dodgers or the Cubs has another gear, and maybe we'll see it over the rest of the season. I think potentially those teams could play with the American League teams, but we've not seen them be good enough or consistent enough to date to believe in it. So yeah, right now I would say your World Series winner is going to be an American League team, and it's probably going to be one of those three teams.
Yeah, I was going to say I was stunned because before I called your show, I looked up and, I swear I think just five or six days ago, we had like a 4.5 game lead. And now it's down to a half game lead. And, you get swept by Tampa Bay, which, again, surprised me. Real quick on basketball, and I'll make this comment, I'm going to hang up and get your thoughts. I know times have changed. I know you and I are more old school. But, Walt, do you think that we value players more? As we look at along their career and we look back on players, do you think we value guys more that stuck with one team? Like, for example, when I think of Karl Malone and Stockton, I think of the Jazz. I think of Larry with the Celtics, Magic and Worthy, with the Lakers. Do you think we put more value on players that stuck with, the same team versus guys that went to a combination of teams? And I'm talking about it in all sports, and I'm just going to hang up and get your thoughts on that. Yeah. Thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Zeke. Yeah, I know that Kelly and Clark were discussing this when I came in here today, and I think it's an interesting subject. Reiter discussed this the other day. Bill Reiter was on CBS after me, and his opinion was that no one cares, that that this is the new world order and everyone is already accustomed to it and no one cares anymore. And he was suggesting that it would be cool if LeBron James switched five more times and that it wouldn't matter. Again, I thought he was speaking for himself, but, you know, he was speaking for everyone. And I think that's a huge leap in logic because I think there are a lot of people who care. And I think there are a lot of people who are already suffering from a LeBron fatigue. And therefore, you know, this move by LeBron James was not only anticipated, but I think people are tired of the whole thing. There just wasn't the theater around this move that there was around the previous move. And so I think that speaks to the fact that the nation is a little bit fatigued of this whole type of thing. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's still an issue. You know, there was a lot of vitriol, a lot of venom directed Kevin Durant's way when he made the move from OKC to Golden State. Now, I think some of that has died down, perhaps as a result of, look, my feeling 2 years ago was that, and I said this in advance, that I thought Kevin Durant not only needed to lead Golden State to the title, but he needed to be the MVP of the finals in order to provide some pushback against the rising tide of negativity that surrounded that move. And I think he was able to do that to an extent, and then he doubled down on it by winning the finals MVP again this year and leading Golden State to another title. So I think that in doing so, he helped to quell or put down some of that negativity. You know, the feeling with LeBron James to me seems like just more of the same. It's like, we've seen it, he's done it, this is what he's done. But I don't know that that means that people are less appreciative of people who stay with one team. I mean, I think what Kobe Bryant did in staying 20 years with one team is incredible. And I think it's worthy of praise. You know, it's we don't see that a lot. I mean, if what we're saying is that loyalty doesn't exist anymore and that it's not a trait to be admired, well, then be my guest. Then you're all in with LeBron James and with his type of player movement. Now, again, loyalty flows two ways, and you could suggest that, you know, Dan Gilbert wasn't loyal enough to him at times. It's hard to know who was the who wore the black hat and who wore the white hat in that deal. They may both have worn black hats. Hard to know. But in terms of in terms of players staying with one team and building it where they were, I still think there's something to be admired about that. Now, moving forward, because of the way the game is trending, we may see less of that, but that doesn't mean it's not to be admired. Texter says, Bryant's not a good example. The one team he stayed with was the Lakers. Cleveland versus Lakers doesn't line up. Yeah, it's garbage. Because Bryant stayed with the Lakers after Shaquille O'Neal was done and led them to a title with a team whose second-best player was Paul Gasol. And I'm sorry, I'm not a believer in the Paul Gasol as Hall of Famer strategy. So, no, it's actually a great example. A guy who stayed 20 years with one franchise. And it's that type of loyalty that I'm not sure we'll continue to see from either side. Because, again, I think that this is the direction we're trending. We live in a copycat world. There's no question about that. Texter 275 says, Kevin Durant's the most unloyal, in my opinion. Look, the way Kevin Durant ended it in OKC came as a shock to me. And I will never understand that mentality. You know, keep in mind, Kevin Durant is a guy who had previously badmouthed that type of act. He had badmouthed it. He had badmouthed people who engaged in it, and then he wound up participating in it. But I think the worst part about the Durant thing was that they were up 3-1 on Golden State. And had he played like he was capable of playing, OKC would have wrapped up that series, probably going on to win the title, and the whole world order would be different. You know, now you can make the case that Durant got better, that he continued to improve elements of his game, that he got a little tougher. I think those things are true. I think Durant was still an improving player. I think he's become a better player. Now, he's played with better players, which has helped him become a better player. But I think that's the way he was trending anyway. But the part that I'll never quite get is that he was on the precipice of greatness and championships where he was. He had Golden State down 3-1. It was his own terrible play, in large part, late in that series, that allowed for the Golden State comeback and changed the world as we know it, the basketball world as we know it today. Because, again, had Oklahoma City held on to that lead, I don't know that Kevin Durant is with Golden State now. You know, I think things would look quite different had they been able to hold on to that lead. You know, and keep in mind, Westbrook held it against Durant. Westbrook thought Durant was palling around with Golden State. He was best friends with Draymond Green. He was friends to a degree with Curry. Russell Westbrook thought that Durant, instead of having a killer instinct to close out that series, was palling around during the series with Golden State. And he felt that on-court, you know, that on-court relationship that Durant had with Green that was visible was harmful to Oklahoma City's efforts to defeat them. And Westbrook didn't like it. He didn't like any part of it. So, yeah, I mean, there's that element with Kevin Durant. That cannot be denied. Let me tell you what also can't be denied. Krispy Kreme, Anderson, Spartanburg, they're the best. Everybody knows it. They've been doing donuts the right way since the 60s. Since the early 60s. Think about that. How long they've been serving these communities. And no one does donuts like the Reese family. I mean, we have people who write us all the time who just say, hey, look, man, Anderson, Spartanburg, Krispy Kreme, they're better than the other outlets. And I think it's true. And it's true because of the Reese family. You know, right now, Ramona, those donuts are still up, right? They still have the strawberries,
yes,
and cream
and
the banana pudding donut.
Yes,
and I've had people tweeting me the photos of those donuts. And, you know, it's hard to tell from a photo, but you can almost like taste and smell them through the photos. The banana pudding donut at Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. How good does that sound? And then there's the strawberries and cream donut at Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. And they're constantly mixing it up. I mean, just recently they had the lemon glazed, and they had the blueberry glazed, and now they have the strawberries and cream and the banana pudding donut. Are you kidding me? And for all your fundraising needs, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? The Reese family will be glad to help you. You just pick up your phone and call them at one of those locations. Tell them I sent you, and they will hook you up. They'll guide you right through the process. So if you're in any fundraising venture, church group, youth group, whatever, any decent cause, call the Reese family. They'll be glad to help you. Quick break. You can get in. Now's a good time. People couldn't get in all last week, busy all week. 654-7627. You want to join the conversation.
You are unique. The independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group think that your financial plan should also be unique. We offer customized advice and recommendations that you might not get from the big box guys or a robo-advisor with their one-size-fits-all approach. The Kiwi Financial Group can help you accumulate and protect your wealth. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com.
Quok here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Big days start small with Chick-fil-A Chicken Minis. Chicken nuggets nestled in warm, mouth-watering mini yeast rolls and lightly coated with a honey butter spread. Available at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca, 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in 4, 6, and 10-count minis. For a limited time, you can get the 10-count mini all day, only available at the Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Perfect for afternoon snacks. Tell them Kelly sent you to make sure it's all day at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca only for a 10-count mini.
Have you heard about the changes over at TIAD Garrison Arena? They are now offering event space rentals for banquets, parties, fundraisers, weddings, and more in their air-conditioned 10,000-square-foot newly renovated cattle sales complex. Also ask about their full-service RV sites for football tailgating. Convenient 9-minute drive to the stadium. Call 864-646-2717 today to pre-book. Space is limited and will sell out quickly. Go Tigers! This ad was funded by the City of Clemson Accommodations Tax.
It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. We're talking hot dogs, burgers, and more. With over 100 free toppings to choose from at Clemson's newest and most unique restaurant. Not to mention one of the largest draft selections in town. Outdoor patio and weekday happy hour from 4 to 8 p.m. $6 liquor pitchers, full liquor bar, and 17 big screen TVs. Visit it's the letter U, the letter R, wiener.com for a full menu and more info. It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. 101 Keith Street, downtown Clemson. Open daily at 11 a.m. Go Tigers!
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend in Anderson at the Civic Center. Buy, sell, and trade. Saturday 9 till 5, Sunday 10 till 4. Guns, knives, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. This weekend at the Civic Center of Anderson, 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Bring your guns. Tell your friends. Be there.
Hurry to Macy's July 4th sale for incredible summer savings. Plus, take an extra 20 to 15% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. Find the season's most sizzling styles for you and your family. Savings for every room in your home. Everything for outdoor entertaining and more. Now through July 8th at Macy's. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply. And remember, Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how you pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Once was a sweet thing.
Walt Deptula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, huh. Hey.
Yeah.
I got a text on the text line about Krispy Kreme. You want me to read it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It says, Clemson Brad, it says, yes, took the kids to KK in Spartanburg and had strawberry cream donut. Amazing. And the pumpkin spice. And when he likes the Oreo, too. And hot original. Mm-mm. So just wanted to open my mouth under the icing waterfall. Whoa.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. Okay. Last year, there were five players who, over the second half of the year, averaged 19 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 assists. You know why this is significant? Because one of them was Julius Randle, and that's a tweet from Tommy Beer. And the reason that's significant is the Lakers have renounced their rights to him. And the Lakers have signed Rajon Rondo for a year. And right now, nobody has any idea what the Lakers are doing. This looks a little bit like LeBron James constructing a team like he did in Cleveland. This looks a little bit like the King with carte blanche to construct a team just as he did in Cleveland. So they've renounced their rights to a young, talented, productive player who is averaging 19-9 and over 19-9-3 over the final half of last year. And they've added Rajon Rondo. Elliot from Clemson asks, have I announced Team 47 yet? No. Coming your way still, Elliot. Coming your way. Hang on in there. So I don't know what to make of that. Other than, what exactly is Rajon Rondo going to do with LeBron James? I mean, LeBron James fundamentally a point guard. What is Rajon Rondo going to do? What how does he fit? I already have Lonzo Ball, who I have no use for anymore, because he fundamentally is going to play the same spot as LeBron. Are we talking about LeBron moving off the ball? Because that's not really what he is. What he is at his essence, right, Texas says, isn't Ball a point guard too? Right, exactly. So I do not know what exactly the Lakers are doing. I don't see how Lance Stephenson and Rajon Rondo are going to help their cause. I don't see how renouncing the rights to Julius Randle is going to help them either. Again, this seems like GM LeBron. I guess we'll see. I mean, it's a curious situation at the very least, and I don't know exactly how that's going to play out, but so far, I don't think any of this looks particularly good. Dexter, Illini J. Ramona writes, don't hold out hopes, Illini fans. Illinois will not be number 47. That's exactly right. You're 100% right. Texas says, Ball's dad is going to freak out if they trade Ball. You're not kidding. They move Ball from, hey, imagine if they move Ball from like LA to, I don't know, Toronto. or some other outlier, you know, some outlier that Daddy Ball is not going to like. I don't know. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. 654-7627. You want to join the conversation, you're welcome to. You know, on the subject of baseball, I saw this article the other day, and from a very respected baseball guy in Bill Madden, and I thought it was fascinating. You know, before I get to this subject, let me get Jimmy in here. And we'll get back to this in a minute. On the Northland Communication phone lines, Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, I think he's running from Boston because two of best Boston's players were out. You know, and I think he just did not want to lose to his old teammate there.
I think there's something to that. I mean, I think he basically knew that his time in making it to the finals through the Eastern Conference was up, because, I mean, you could see the writing on the wall. Boston, cliche alert, Boston is a future powerhouse, and I think the future is now. I mean, I think the Celtics are absolutely capable of winning the title. So does Vegas, because Vegas has them in L.A. in second place in terms of Westgate numbers already at 7-2. But I think Boston's even better than that. I think Boston's full strength with that coaching staff, I think they can absolutely win the title next year. In fact, I think I'd favor them, because I just think it's too hard to three-peat consecutively. And look, Golden State won the title this year, they look like they were ripe to be beaten by somebody. And had Chris Paul not been injured, I don't think Golden State would have been Houston. I mean, they were down 3-2.
Exactly. I mean, I just think he didn't, and I think he's going to do the Shaq thing. He's going to make a bunch of lousy movies. He'll be a black genie or movies. You know, I guess he's setting himself up after he done playing. I mean, that's when you go out there to L.A. You wouldn't. To me, that's what it looks like. To me, I don't think they can beat Golden State. I don't think they can beat Houston. I mean, I don't even think they can beat the Pelicans, really.
Well, you know, we'll see what happens. Yeah, we'll see what happens with them and Cousins. But yeah, look, I mean, listen, he's still a great player, and that team does have some young talent. But I don't think they're positioned to be a powerhouse unless there's a lot more changes coming your way, other than the ones we've heard of.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think he's lost the spark to win titles, even though he's still quite good.
Yep.
I think he looks like he's looking somewhere else. He's just looking to, after he's done playing.
Thank you, Jimmy. You know, this is an interesting text, and it was something I thought of as well. Texter writes, unless renouncing the rights to Randall has something to do with Leonard. And maybe it does. Maybe it does. Look, that's the out in this thing. The out in this thing, the potential game changer is if renouncing the rights to Randall has something to do with clearing the way for Leonard. Because, look, you want to hear me change my view on the outcome in a hurry, get Leonard to L.A. Get Leonard to L.A. Elliot's had a couple of interesting guesses for number 47, as do some other people. They're all good guesses. None of them are a match as yet. So I'm still looking for 47. You could still get in on it. But, again, it doesn't change my perception that people don't want to play with LeBron. I think that's clear. The guys who had a choice don't want to play with LeBron. If Kawhi gets traded to L.A., it's not so much about choice. It's about where he was traded to. Again, the Spurs indicated previously reluctance to do that. But you do have to wonder why the Lakers would be renouncing their rights to Randall. And maybe it does have something to do with that. If you could combine LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard, and Kawhi Leonard is the Kawhi Leonard that we knew prior to last year, Badger Mike says Western Michigan, interesting pick. Still not a match. If you could combine those two guys, I mean, to my way of thinking, you still have two of the three best players in the world. Because if I'm listing the greatest players on earth right now, I think the top three guys are still LeBron, Durant, and Leonard. And if you had asked me this question prior to last year, which of those guys I would take first, I would take Leonard. And I actually think he was to the point where he might have been the best. He's certainly the most complete, and that he plays both ends of the court. And the fourth would probably be the Greek Freak, and it won't be long before he's, probably one. But right now, I'd still say those guys are the best players on earth. And so if you could combine two of them, if you could combine LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard, then in a way, you have a Pippen Jordan situation. Leonard is that type of impactful defensive player that Pippen was, and he's better offensively than Pippen was. So if you could combine those two guys, then I think you can beat Golden State, and you can win additional titles. I mean, I don't think you need three. I think you need that pairing. Again, to my way of thinking, if you combine those two guys, you have two of the three best players in the world on one roster. And then, I can fill in the rest. I can fill in the rest. I mean, that would be a game changer in terms of the way I see LA right now. I mean, lacking that, this doesn't look good. I mean, if they don't consummate that trade, I don't see what part of this looks good. Jay says, I think Randall was a garbage time stat picker-upper and not very good shooter one of those compilers on a bad team when the games didn't matter. I think there's something to that. Look, I don't love Randall, just to be clear. I've never loved Randall. At Kentucky, he was a guy who only went left. He only used half the court. So I've never been a Randall guy, but he's still a fairly talented young player that teams don't generally renounce. Now, one of two things has happened. Either the Lakers have some other deal that they're trying to put together. I mean, maybe it involves Kemba Walker. Some texter earlier said Kemba Walker. You know, I mean, maybe there's something to that. I don't know. But there better be something else. There better be something else in terms of the way they're going about this right now. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. You know, Joe's is just incredible. Your meal starts with the garlic knots. Get the stuffed cheesy garlic knots. They stuff them full of hot, melted, cheesy goodness. They serve it with the marinara sauce. It takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. That's the finest red sauce I've ever put in my mouth. You dip those garlic knots, those cheesy stuffed garlic knots, in that warm marinara sauce. It's like you died and went to Italian food heaven. Mangia. This is before your meal even begins. Then the appetizers, the pepperoni twists, the meatball sliders, the meatballs and marinara. I mean, there's so many options. They're just incredible. And then you move to the entrees, the taste of Italy, a sampler platter, the lasagna, real lasagna, authentic lasagna available in Clemson, the chicken parm, which is insanely good, the pizza, which is award-winning, the desserts, which are all homemade, with the exception of the cheesecake, which they get from the Carnegie Deli in New York. And look, no offense, I don't care what kind of cheesecake your grandma makes. The greatest cheesecake on earth is that Carnegie Deli cheesecake, and it's not remotely close. And they give you this giant chunk of it. Get to Joe's New York Pizza. Bring the family. Stuff yourselves. You'll thank me later. I'll be right back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hey, Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife Beth and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Summer's here, so before you put those toes in the water, the Pendleton Tire Company wants to make sure your tires are ready. The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride summer event's going on right now through July 31st at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase 4 qualifying Cooper tires and get up to a $100 Visa prepaid card after submission. So come on by and see Joey Welburn and Zach Garrison, or give them a call today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. We're talking hot dogs, burgers, and more. With over 100 free toppings to choose from at Clemson's newest and most unique restaurant. Not to mention one of the largest draft selections in town. Outdoor patio and weekday happy hour from 4 to 8 p.m. $6 liquor pitchers, full liquor bar, and 17 big screen TVs. Visit it's the letter U, the letter R, wiener.com for a full menu and more info. It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. 101 Keith Street, downtown Clemson. Open daily at 11 a.m. Go Tigers!
Get your patio, pool, or porch ready for 4th of July entertaining with new outdoor furniture during the Craft Stove Store and Patio 4th of July sale. We have a huge selection now in stock and ready for immediate delivery, and all at special 4th of July sale prices. Shop and save today for America's best outdoor furniture, and be ready for the 4th of July entertaining at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wadehampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hey guys, if she wanted an engagement truck, you'd be all over it. Or a shotgun, or a Yeti cooler. But a diamond? Why in the world does it need to be a diamond? What does it do for anyone? Well, for her, it does quite a bit. It's a daily reminder of the fact that you see and respect the real her, that she's more to you than just another girl. It's a symbol of trust and caring, of a belief that the two of you are meant for each other. Diamonds are the chosen symbol because they last forever. It's the only thing you can give to her that she can wear every day, and it will still look as good in 50 years as it did the day you gave it to her. So if it's that time for you to show someone special how much she means to you, I'd like to invite you to Scores Jewelers in Anderson. At Scores, our goal is simply to offer guidance and expertise to help you find the right diamond and the right ring. What we won't offer is pressure. We believe strongly in taking care of people and making friends, because friends come back and we'd like to see you again. Our new building isn't quite ready yet, so you can still find us between Old Navy and Pier 1 in Anderson, or online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com. I'm William Nichols, and I want to be your jeweler.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6161 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6161.